Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutton. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hey, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Ever have heartburn?
You mean sour stomach?
I mean indigestion.
You mean that stuffy, too full feeling?
I mean upset stomach.
Sure.
Sure what?
Sure I've had them.
Well, so what?
So Alka-Seltzer, that's what.
Yeah?
Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid.
Yeah?
Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles an upset stomach.
Yeah?
Alka-Seltzer relieves that stuffy, too full feeling.
Yeah?
So take Alka-Seltzer. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for a bus. I took Alka-Seltzer already. Feel great now. So long, pal.
Take this group here, the F group. We call this A and this B, and then we move half the A and all the B group over to... Doggone it, busted another pencil. Oh, Molly.
Yes, McGee, you call me?
You got any more lead pencils with points on them? Busted the lead in my lead pencil again.
I'm afraid not. You'll have to use the pencil sharpener and start over.
Okay.
What are you working on, anyhow? Ever since you sat down at that desk, you've been using up lead like a South Dakota pheasant hunter. Is it tax time already?
No, this has nothing to do with so small a matter as taxes, my dear. I am working on something much broader than that.
You're sitting on something pretty broad there, too. Is this a diet you're writing down, maybe?
Please, my dear, leave us omit the levity.
Sorry.
I am devoting myself to searching for a solution to some of the problems which face the youth of our nation today and every day. Especially now.
Well, good for you.
I feel that we, the older generation...
Hold it, dearie. Company. Come in.
Whoever it is, I'm busy.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble. Do come in.
Afternoon, my dear. And good day to you, too, wrinklehead.
How do you do, doctor? Now, if you'll excuse me...
Hey. Why the deep look of concentration and the furrows in the forehead, flab face? Trying to remember your name or something?
No, doctor. I'm trying to remember who introduced you to me in the first place. I should like to reward him with a sharp clout on the puss.
Oh, McGee, now don't.
Nobody introduced us. You staggered into my office one busy morning and collapsed on the waiting room floor, screaming that you were suffering agony. I rushed out, gave you a shot to kill the pain and the noise, and took the splinter out of your thumb, remember?
Oh, doctor, that isn't the way it happened at all.
He knows.
It wasn't a splinter in his thumb. It was a thorn from a rose bush.
Exactly. Now, if you'll excuse me, doctor, I'm busy here with some rather important matters, and I'd like to think.
What with?
Oh, doctor, don't tease him. He's very busy.
I can see that, Molly. What's he inventing this time? Another shortcut to the fracture ward?
Not at all, he says.
I'm not inventing anything, my fat and scoffish friend.
Oh?
I have merely decided to devote my time today to helping find a solution to some of the problems which the youth of this nation, the future fathers and mothers of the next generation, have facing them these here days.
Spoken like a true politician. Well, I don't know what this is all about, Molly, but I just dropped in to say hello anyhow. So, hello, my dear.
Hello, doctor.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, doctor.
One of the nicest visits he ever paid us. Short. Now, if I can just have a little quiet here, my dear, I shall get on with my work.
Well, I will just see that you have quiet, sweetheart. I'll protect you.
Good. This kind of thinking takes concentration.
I don't quite understand just what you're doing, but a good wife never asks questions. Unless she wants to get more confused than ever, so I'll just...
There's nothing confusing about it, Molly. It's just that I was talking to Teeny down at Kramer's drugstore today. She was cadging an ice cream cone and telling me her troubles. You know, like she always does.
Sure.
And I just suddenly realized that the young kids nowadays have the very same kind of problems that I and you had to face when we were young kids. Them-a-days.
Oh, sure, it's always like that. I suppose our parents...
So, I feel that if I can make it a little easier for Teeny and kids like her, I oughta.
Say, that's a wonderful thought. Good for you. You go right ahead now and ponder over it. I'll keep people... I'll get it. You go right ahead and think. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mabe. Mabel Toops. No, not a thing, Mabel. McGee's busy with some work here, and I'm just keeping the house quiet for him. Yes.
Oh, fine.
There's somebody at my door, Mabel. Hang on a minute. I'll get it, McGee. I'll get it. You go ahead and think. Just a minute. Take it easy.
I never saw it to fail.
It's some darn salesman, Mabel. Just hang on a minute.
Factory boy!
Oh, for the love.
Run your order, daughter. Anybody home?
Don't let him bother you, sweetheart. You think. Put him on the sink, Mr. Oldtimer. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, of all that dad rattled. I'm going upstairs where I can think, Molly. If this joint ever quiets down, call me. Because I got to concentrate if I'm going to ever stop.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. When you have a cold, you feel pretty miserable, don't you? Well, Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better. That's right. When you drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer, you soon notice that somehow those aches and pains don't seem so bad. You don't feel so feverish, and your stomach isn't so squeamish. What it all amounts to, really, is that you feel more comfortable. And that's what you want when you have a cold, isn't it? To feel more comfortable? You just try Alka-Seltzer. It really works. Drop two tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how comfortable Alka-Seltzer can make you feel when you have a cold. And here's something else. When a cold has your throat feeling raw and irritated, two Alka-Seltzer tablets dissolved in a quarter glass of warm water makes a mighty soothing gargle. So remember, when you take cold, take care of yourself and take Alka-Seltzer to help you feel better while you're getting better.
Boy, this brain work is hard on the head.
Hard on the rug, too. Look at those cigar ashes. Come on in, Lester. It's okay.
Huh? Oh, hi, Les. I didn't hear you come in.
Well, it must be on account of these new crepe soles I got, I guess.
Oh?
I didn't want to bother you if you're busy.
Oh, that's okay, Les. I need a break anyhow. What's on your mind, boy?
Oh, nothing much. I was over to the college this afternoon to see a friend of mine, Professor Beaker, his name is.
Oh?
And they got themselves one of those new electronic brains over there.
Oh, say, I was reading about it in the paper the other day.
Well, frankly, I feel like my brain is full of electronics myself right now, Les, including a few bent ones. I've been doing some heavy thinking here all afternoon.
Well, you just ought to see that mechanical brain work, Mr. McGee. Well, it's so smart, it scares you.
I scare easily myself, around brains anyhow.
Is that the kind of thing them scientists use to figure out how long it'll take to fly a rocket to the moon, if they ever get it built, stuff like that there?
Well, it figures out everything. Professor Beaker, he just stands there and he puts figures and statistics and data and stuff in it there, and the brain tells him what kind of weather we're going to have for the next World Series, how many women are going to change their brand of lipstick this month.
No. Really?
It's a fact, Ms. McGee. Anything you want to know, it seems like that machine can figure it right out for you.
Hey, you just give me a terrific idea, Les.
Oh, I do that to people all the time.
Yes, sir. That's what I need to solve these things. The brain. Hey, help me gather these papers up, Molly.
Yes, dearie. I'll get your overcoat.
Get my hat, too, will you? Thanks. If anyone should call me, my dear, just tell them Mr. McGee has gone to college. So, like I say, Professor, I have dedicated my life, all day today, to searching for an answer to a few of the serious problems with which the youth of today, boys and girls both, have to face.
An extremely laudable undertaking, sir.
Oh, yes, laudable. Very laudable. Yes, indeed.
I'm deeply interested in the youth problem myself, sir.
Good, good. Because, like I say, I have done considerable research today, and I have come up with several very interesting solutions to some of the problems.
Fine.
But somehow, I feel that I haven't yet quite got the right answer. So I come to you and your mechanical brain for help.
Well, Bertha and I will be happy to help, sir. Come on into Bertha's room here.
Bertha? She your wife or just one of the girls?
Oh, no. Bertha is the brain.
Bertha?
And here we are, sir.
Holy H smoke. You sure got a room full of machinery here, Prof. Which one's the brain?
All of this is the brain, Mr. McGee.
Oh?
She's working on a little problem now. Should be through in, Ah, good. Oh, Claiborne, Bertha is through with problem 16-928K. Will you take it over to the Democratic National Chairman, please?
Right away, Chief.
You work problems for politicians, too?
Oh, just a little question they asked us. Wanted to know how many votes they could expect in each state this fall for Stevenson, Kefauver, or Harriman, listed by counties on a rainy election day.
Wow, you can tell them that? Now?
Not exactly, of course. Just within two or three votes.
Boy, oh boy, I can see I came to the right place, Professor. What I and you and Bertha here are about to do today is going, I am sure, to make some American youngsters very, very happy.
All right, now, if you'll just state the problem for me and give me all the factors involved, I'll feed it through the control panels here.
Good. You ready?
Just let me clear the memory here. Adjust the controls. There. All ready.
Now then, this problem here is one that faces every child in the nation sooner or later, especially around the third grade. I had it when I was that age, and my third grade friends are faced with it right now. Now, here it is. If a farmer has 12 apples and 6 bananas, and if the farmer's boy takes half the apples and one-third of the bananas to his teacher, and some kid takes them all away from him, how many apples does the farmer have left?
Miss McGee said you were here. Hi.
Oh, hi, Tina. Quiet now, because I'm...
Did you get the answer yet to my problems? I have to hand them in tomorrow, and I brought a whole lot more for you to solve, because the problems us youth of today have to face is just something terrible.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
You should have seen the happy smile on Teeny's face when the answer popped out of that electric brain, Molly.
I'd rather have seen the look on the professor's face when you gave him the problem myself. Using a $1 million piece of electronic equipment and his valuable time to solve if a farmer had 12 apples and 6 bananas. Say, what is the answer to that thing anyhow? I flunked that in the third grade.
Well, I forget now. It was either 3... No, it was 7. Well, here, hand me a pencil and paper. I'll work it out for you.
Oh, no, never mind. Skip it.
Okay. Well, so long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Dr. Gamble are played by Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryan. Les Nelson was Robert Easton, and the professor was Charles Seal. This is John Wald inviting you to join us again tomorrow as Molly cheers up a sick friend. Bye. Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.